Thank you, Yosef. Okay. Yesterday we were in the middle of the Sugya of Chinuch, so we want to continue that Sugya, and I want to begin with the following. First of all, first a few nakudas, let's get it down. Marty asked me yesterday in Shir that if you assume like the day in the Tanaim, the last Mishnah in Nazir, that Shmuel HaNavi was a Nazir, in fact it was a Nazir Olam, meaning that he was born a Nazir, and therefore it's not Issa B'Sheila, you cannot go to a Chacham to Matar, it's a special type of Naziris, a Nazir Olam. If you assume like that, but evidently didn't Chana, his mother, impose that Naziris upon him? And since Chana's mother did that, it's against the Mishnah. Mishnah says in Nazir B'Daf Chavtes that a father can impose the Naziris on a son and not a mother. So how's that Shaykh? It's against the Pasuk and Navi. So that Kasha, Marty asks, is a great Kasha. Please get it down. The Radak asks this Kasha. The Radak asks this Kasha on the Navi, Shmuel Aleph. You could say this over for this Daf Torah on Rosh Hashanah. So the Radak asks this Kasha, and the answer that the Radak gives, he doesn't give an answer. It's Sarachiyun. Sarachiyun, he says. However, the Kiryat Sefer, the Mabit, in his Sefer on the Rambam, gives an answer to this Kasha. And he writes the following. He writes that if you look closely at the Psukim, Elkanah, her husband, agreed that whatever she said would go. So he was the one that really imbued it upon the son. He was the one that really imbued it on it. So therefore, it skirts the whole Kasha. It wasn't the woman that did it, but it rather was what? Wasn't the woman that did it, but it was considered to be what? It was considered to be the, who was it? It was the man, the father that did it. So Memela, that's what the Kiryat Sefer is answering. You look closely at the Psukim there. It's like I said, it's Haftorah and Rosh Hashanah. You'll see that Elkanah says that whatever she says goes. So therefore we view that as the imbuing that was done by the father, not the mother. The Mabit. Mabit wrote the Sefer, Kiryat Sefer, on the Rambam. And that's his answer that he gives on the Rambam. Okay? Dovi, right there, you sit there. You want to bring the Shtender over here? I appreciate it. Okay? Okay, that's the first Nakud I wanted to mention. Very excellent, Marty. This was from, I was telling the guys in Seder, this is from a Chavrusa I have from about 20 years ago. I have had a Chavrusa for about 20 years, a Baal Bas. It's a Talmud of the Rav. I believe today's Shir is not 13, it's 12. Is that correct? Yosef, I made a mistake. So you mark that, it's Shir 12, not 13. This was a fellow, Mr. Mazurik, who learned by the Rav. He's the one who told me about this kasha. I remember this many, he told me this many years ago. I called him yesterday, and he pointed this out. So excellent, Marty. Very, very good. That's the first Nakuda. Number two, second Nakuda. Let's get it. Second Nakuda that I wanted to bring out is, I said we would wait on the answer, and Matthew was mechavin to the kasha. If you look in the Masechta, on Daf Chof Amid Beis, on the Mishnah, if you look on Daf Chof Amid Beis on the Mishnah, Rashi comments on the Mishnah on Daf Chof Amid Beis, Dira Maskal Maisa B'Tevi Avdo. Everyone got that? It says that Chof Amid Beis in Sukkah. It says Maisa B'Tevi Avdo Rashi V'Avodim P'Turim in a Sukkah. The Mitzvah says Yeshivizman Groma Noshim P'Turus Chol Isha Chayavis Nami Evin Nami Chav Kerim B'Chagigin. So he says black on white that women are putter from Sukkah because it's a Mitzvah says Yeshivizman Groma. That's very, very difficult. Because the Gemara later on Daf Chav Chesim and Beis, okay, on Daf Chav Chesim and Beis, says Beferish that women are Pturos based on Allah Moshe Mesinai. On Chav Chesim and Beis, the Gemara says this explicitly, okay? It says Hilchasa. It says Hilchasa, women are Pturos. Beferish of Gemara, okay? It says Hilchasa. On Chav Chesim and Beis, Allah Moshe Mesinai. And therefore, once you say Hash Nerma Sukkah Hilchasal Kra Lamali, why do you need a pasuk? So the Gemara actually says that on Chav Chesim and Aleph on the bottom as well. It says Hilchasa. Okay, so the kasha is that how could Rashi say that women are putter from Sukkah based on a Mitzvah Seshes Mizman Groma when the Gemara says explicitly that women are pturis based on Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai? So. I have the sefer. I wrote a sefer, the Yosef Dov, in memory of my father-in-law, Zatzal. And a few guys, I'll bring more next week if guys want to get it. In Simon Zion, okay, in Siman Zion, I quote this kasha. And who asked this kasha? The Bikuri Yaakov. You know who the Bikuri Yaakov is? The Aruch Lanier. He wrote a parish in Shulchan Aruch Hilchos Sukkah. The Bikuri Yaakov at Siman Tov Resh Mem Sifkat Nalf asked this kasha. Okay, and he gives the following answer. I want you to get this. He says, you need the halacha l'moshe m'sinai to stop us from learning sukkah from Pesach. What's Pesach? Are women mechuyev to eat matzah on Pesach? Yes, shmur matzah l'el seder. Why? Because anyone who's aser b'wat chametz is chayev in matzah. Mem gimel amid bezim sachim. Kol sheyeshnu b'iser achol chametz is b'kum achol matzah. Anyone who has an iser chametz has a chiyuv matzah. So women are mechuyev to eat the seder shmur matzah. So therefore, there's a gzereshah between the 15th of Nisan and 15th of Tishrei. So I would think, just like women are mechuyev to eat at the Seder, I would think they're also mechuyev to eat the first night of Sukkot. What blocks that? The halacha l'moshe m'sinai blocks that. So that's for the first night of Sukkot. However, the rest of the days of Sukkot, how do I know a woman is pater? Mitzvah seseh, shebizman grama. That's the answer of who? Of the Bikuri Yaakov. Okay, I want you to get that. In other words, the first night of Sukkot, I would compare to the first night of Pesach. And just like women are mechuyev in matzah, women are mechuyev eating the sukkah. Comes Allah l'moshe m'sinai yudah and stops that. Yeah. However, regarding the rest of the days of Sukkot, there's the svar of mitzvah seseh shebizman grama that Rashi gives. That's the first answer I want to give you. And then there's one other answer from the Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim was one of the Gedolei Hador in the late 1700s. He wrote a parish on the Taz called the Mishpasot Zavin or Achaim, and he wrote a parish on the Magen Avram called the Eshel Avram. In the Mishpasot Zav, in Simen Tuf Resh Mem, Sifkat Naf, the Prima Gadim writes that the Halacha L'moshe M'sinai is Megala to me, a block in general, that I should not learn from the concept of Teshu Kein Deduru. What is Teshu Kein Deduru? We'll learn that, God willing, probably second semester. Teshu Kein Deduru means what? You should live in the sukkah like you live with your wife in the house. So a woman, I would think, would be mechuyev. Or I would learn out from the Gzeres Shavah to Pesach, in general. I would think women would be mechuyev in sukkahs in general, not just the first night, but every day. But Lamaisa, what blocks that? The Halacha L'moshe M'sinai blocks that. But what's the real makor that a woman is pater? What's the real makor? Mitzvah Seshe Shebizman Grama. So Rashi gives the real makor. That's how the Prima Gadim's take on it. So you have two different answers. The Bikuri Yaakov's answer was there really are two makoros. Halacha L'moshe M'sinai tells me that she's pater on the first night. Mitzvah Seshman Grama tells me she's pater on the rest of the Sukkot. The Prima Gadim, though, we get it down, just says Halacha L'moshe M'sinai in general is a block. Blocks you from saying Teshu Kein Deduru, or it blocks you from saying the Gzeres Shavah of 15th of Nisan, the 15th of Tishrei. But the real makor amiti, the real makor is what Mitzvah Seshe Shebizman Grama. So that's the second nekuda I wanted you guys to get, okay? And then now we got to continue Lamaisa in the halacha of regarding the halacha of chinuch. Yes, Danny, go ahead. What do you say?
Do you see that women are pater because of zman grama per days 2 through 7, when men are even chayav deraisa?
Men are mechuyev.
Deraisa for.
No, what I mean by mechuyev is, do they even have a mitzvah kiyumis? It's a good point you bring up. We said that yesterday. First night of sukkahs, everyone is obligated to eat there.
Yeah.
The rest of sukkahs are mitzvah kiyumis. Women don't even have that. They don't even have that. If they want to eat a sandwich if they want to eat a sandwich in their house, it's fine. If men want to eat a sandwich, they should have a mitzvah kiyumis. They should eat in the sukkah. Yes, mitzvah kiyumis. What is the difference? You guys got to know this. Mitzvah kiyumis is tefillin. Every day we put on tefillin, except for Shabbos and Yom Tov. Depends what you do at Chol HaMoed. Mitzvah kiyumis is tzitzis, situational. Now Hashem gets angry at us if we don't put on tzitzis. But because we should put ourselves in that scenario. But a four-corner garment requires tzitzis. Okay, very, very good. All right, let's now begin. Does everyone have the packet? Everyone have the packet in front of them? Here, we have extra here. But everyone doesn't have, let's see inside. Okay? We got a lot to do. Okay? We saw the Gemara yesterday. And what did the Gemara say yesterday? The Gemara said a story that there's a brisa that Reb Yehuda allows a sukkah up to 40 and 50. And the Gemara quotes a story with Reb Yehuda with the story with Hanan and Amalka. And the Gemara says, well, why do you have to point out she had 7 kids, and when the Chum went in and out, they didn't say a word to her. And the Gemara says, well, why do you have to teach that everything she did was according to the Chum? So what was the Gemara's answer? What was the Gemara's answer? Gemara's answer was, well, you know what? it's very possible to say that maybe a katan who doesn't need his mother is only chayav min rabbanan, and she didn't care about doing the rabbanans. Tashma, what was the tashma? That she does everything. She listens to everything the chamim do. So if that's the case, we see beferish that what? That she sat in such a sukkah, she was machanach her kids properly, must be the Reb Yudis is right, that a sukkah of its very highest kosher. Correct? That was the Gemara. Now we brought up two approaches in Chinuch yesterday from the Avnei Shoyim. If you have your packet, do you have you also have the pages from the Avnei Shoyim? I just want to take a look at the two possibilities, what he says, okay? Let's just read it inside very quickly, okay? You see those bays? It says, V'nira d'yesh l'farish. Does everyone have it? Adam, you got it here. I'm sorry, Mary. You got it? Does everyone have the Avnei Shoyim? V'nira d'yesh l'farish. The getter chinuch b'shnei drachim. Derech echa the yisod din chinuchu she ragilin basiyas amitzus. Lech she yagadol. That he should be what? Ready and habitual, knows what's going on when he becomes a gadol. V'az yechai v'mitzus. Lachin yesh l'argilo basiyas mitzus k'nei sheyeda la'asosu megadlusu. Should know how to do him when he becomes a gadol. Mashemutalav. Lo yekesuma ba'aruba. It should be like a blind man in a dark room. Aruba literally means a spotlight. There's no real reason why a katan has to do a mitzvah when he's younger. She should know what to do when he becomes a gadol. The whole purpose of chinuch is for the future. And that's why I said the Shita Rabbeinu Menuchos yesterday is very sure that it's the Raisa. In fact, Donnie brought up that it's possible to say the mitzvah chinuch min haTorah from this week's Parsha. You bring the little children for Hakel. So you bring the little children for Hakel. That also might imply it's the Raisa. But the Gemara says black and white that it's the Rabbanan. Min came in haTorah ain chiyuv chinuch. The nimsa the ilav the tikkun chum chiyuv chinuch lav a katan also shum mitzvah that katan also potter in lav shum chiyuv va'av gam ken potter mechinuch in ken ya katan near a kakum is like a goy umushum de lo ratzu chum shi a katan near a kakum because the chum didn't want him to look like a goy tikkun chum and din chinuch by a day ken ya katan also mitzvah lo ya near a kakum won't look like a goy ke ein ze kosu the toits mesechus shana daflam give him base do maskva bchulit linin noshim she noshim petrus mitzvah zman grama. So what did Tosis just say? What's the difference between a blind person and a woman? If you a blind person can be potter from all mitzvahs. If you don't mechayev them in the Rabbanan Avram, then they look like a goy. But why don't we mechayev a woman in mitzvah session Shabbosman Groma? Please get that down. Why don't we mechayev a woman? Because they have other mitzvahs, excellent. So I have no drive, excellent, Donnie, to say that. But what you see clearly is that Tosus laid down the Svara. So therefore, the Sefer Avnei Shoyim says, I want to project this second approach for the mitzvah of chinuch in general. And that's what he means, halacha lamaisa. Plus the fact a woman is a bar chiyuva too, so lamaisa, there's no what? He's from a what? He's from a min of a bar chiyuva lamaisa. Okay, David Min and the Bar Chiyuva. So that's the second svar that we brought up. Okay, here you are, David. Here, you take this page. So we got this chlor. Okay, we got this chlor. Those are the two approaches to chinuch, which I want you to see. Halach l'mais avnei shom. So this brings us to the following. This brings us to the Tais Yishanim. Let's look inside. Look at the Tais Yishanim. Before we look at the Tais, the first page in the packet. What does the Mishnah say in Yuma? It says, "Hatinokus ein ma'anin oson biyom kippurim, ava mechanchin oson lifnei shonim lifnei shnasayim b'shul shiregilim b'mitzvus." Ah, we have a chiyuv chinuch to educate our kids to fast. What does the phrase say? Regilim b'mitzvus. Which approach do you think that works better with? Regilim b'mitzvus. That's the phrase. I want you to get that down in your notes. The other sheet is going to have to say it's like lav davka. So the simplest reading of this is the regilim b'mitzvahs is mashma. And what does Rashi say in our Gemara? What did Rashi say on the bottom? Look at Rashi. What does Rashi say here? Midrabanan, two lines from the bottom. Shizkiku lahargilas akut l'mitzvah shuroi law. Kedeshi mechunach v'raga l'mitzvahs. Rashi seems to say by us the first approach as well. I want you to get that down. It's very clear like that. If you take the other approach, you're going to have to say regilim b'mitzvahs lav davka. Really didn't mean regilim b'mitzvahs. Just meant that I don't want them to look like a goy. So let's see the Tosfos showing him inside. Okay, and then we get to the Rebbe Kivager's kasha. What does it say? It says, Ben Shmona Ben Teisha Mechanchen Ubitinoikis Koshali Damrina Benazir Perik Misham Areni Nazir Megalech Gemara Ha'ish Madras Beno Benazir Kirish Lakish Damrina Chanchu Ben Mitzis Beno In Bito Lo De Bito In Chayv Lechanchu. What's the first Kasha? We have a Mitzvah Mechanach our daughters to fast in Yom Kippur. The Gemara says by a daughter there's no Mitzvah Mechanach to do Naziris. A man and woman can be a Naziris Isho Isho, it says in the Chumash. So that's a very clear Kasha. Our Mishnah says you have to mechanach daughters to do what? To fast in Yom Kippur. But there's no mitzvah of chinuch by Naziris. The Yeshlomer, the Hosam, lo Ariel, Adavka, Linin, Naziris. Legabi Naziris, there's no mitzvah of chinuch, mechanach your daughters. Avavare, Lashar, Inyan, Linin, Shar, Mitzvah, Skaiv, Lachancha. Why do you think Naziris is different? Why is Naziris different, guys? That there's no mitzvah mechanacher? Because it's not really a mitzvah. You have to separate yourself from wine. You can't cut your hair, can't go to a cemetery. I mean, it might be good things, but it's certainly not, for certain people might need it, but it's not like a full-blown mitzvah.
Why do you have to teach the son?
What'd you say? Because Lamaisa, the son, he has to know this possibility, Lamaisa, that maybe he'll need times where he'll have to strengthen himself. We don't think that a daughter has to know that as much. But, look, continues the Taisus Yishanim, Vim Tomar, we know that if a kun's eating a quarter pounder, Bezin doesn't have to stop him. If you don't have to stop him from eating the quarter pounder, do you have to mechanach him? I don't understand. How does the mitzvah of chinuch of our mission in Yuma fly with what? With this concept that Bezin doesn't have to stop him. So we have two terutzim. V'omar Rebbe Lozer Mimitz, the Yireim, the chinuch lo shachla shiasa mitzvah, v'lo pirushi yisuru. What does Yireim say? That the mitzvah of chinuch is only what? What's the mitzvah of chinuch? Only to do proactive things. And Yom Kippur is a proactive thing. So what's the first answer to the Yireim? Chinuch is only on proactive things. Yom Kippur is a proactive thing, to be an inui. However, eating a quarter pounder is what? Is abstaining from something. That there's no mitzvah of chinuch. What was the lumdus we said of the Arayim yesterday? According to the Avnei Shoam. What does the Arayim say, Dani, the chinuch is based on? Let's get it. What do we say it's based on? You shouldn't look like a goy. So abstaining from something doesn't make you look Jewish. You might be a goy that doesn't like the Big Mac. Remember, the Arayim holds that, what's the mitzvah of chinuch? That you should not make, you wouldn't want him to look like a goy. That's why it's only on proactive things. Okay? Because you could be a goy that doesn't like a Big Mac. Correct? We want to show you're Jewish, so shake the lulav, eat the matzah. That's the Arayim's answer. However, comes along with Rebbe, which we're calling the Tosfos Yishanim. The Rebbe Yomer Chinuch Lo Shayach Ala Ba'av, Ava Ba'ar Machar Lo Shayach Be Chinuch. So what's the answer of Rebbe, the Tosfos Yishanim? That chinuch is only on who? The father, not Beis Din. So our Mishnah Yuma is talking about the father. You got me? But the Rebbe holds that chinuch is only on the father, not on Beis Din. But he makes no distinction between what? Proactive and abstaining. Yes, Matthew? He doesn't make that distinction, does he? Does he? Tosfos Yishanim distinguishes between the father as opposed to Bezin. He doesn't buy that other distinction. And in the same vein, the Arayim doesn't buy the distinction between what? Bezin and the father. You understand what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, what is the lumdus of chinuch according to Rebbe?
It's only the father's everything.
Regilin b'mitzvahs, because he looks to the future. Bezin can't look to the future. They can't have that responsibility. Parish Min Averis is the first shita. That's the shita of the Arayim.
Yeah, but Rebbe holds that the father is responsible, therefore he has to do everything. No, he has to be Mashiach Min Averis and...
No, the father has to make sure that what is Mechanachim, by everything, correct.
Yeah.
Not Beis Din, but the lumdus of Chinuch is to get him ready for the future.
Yeah.
The father only has to do that.
Exactly, but if it's just on the father, then the father also is responsible for being...
Everything, correct. Even the quarter pounder has got to stop him from eating. Correct.
So, this is what effects that have on the future?
Yes, the father has to look to the future. He doesn't make the distinction between proactive and abstention. Correct. That's what Taisi Shonim is Rebbe. However, the Arayim distinguishes between what? Abstaining and proactive. Because he holds the lumdus of Chinuch because you shouldn't look like a what? You shouldn't look like a goy. And that's only on proactive things. Yes, Marty?
According to the Rebbe's logic, also have to abstain from things in order to not look like a god. I understand that.
Not true. Not you can.
Looking like a god.
I understand, but our job of chinuch is to make sure that our kids look Jewish. So by abstaining from eating the quarter pounders does not accomplish that you look Jewish.
But if you're eating the quarter pounder, you shouldn't tell them not to.
What'd you say? You don't have to. You don't have to. You don't have to. You don't have to. That's what I'm saying. You don't have to because by you telling him not to, by abstaining from that, doesn't show that he's Jewish. So you don't have to.
But it shows that he's a guy, proactive, that he's in McDonald's.
I understand, but I'm not obligated. I am not obligated, Lamaisa, to make sure that that's the case. I am not obligated. What my obligation is, if he's already eating it, I am not obligated to stop him. That's chinuch does not mandate that. You're asking a good kasha, but chinuch does not mandate that. Chinuch shows to me that I have to show that he's Jewish. By stopping eating the quarter pounder, that might be that, you know, the goy doesn't like it anymore. That act doesn't show that he's Jewish. It only shows when he shakes the lulav or eats the matzah.
It doesn't show that he's Jewish, but it shows that he's not Jewish.
I understand that, but when I say shalir and kakam, I want to show that he's Jewish. That doesn't fall. You're asking a good kasha, but that's the answer. The answer is you don't view it as what? As that. That's not the job of chinuch. Okay? All right. Based on this, we'll get to one sec. So then the Gemara says, then the Taisha Shonim says, what do I do about Helen and Amalka? What's the problem? We'll get to you in a sec, Matthew. Okay? And David. What's he bothered by? The Taisha Shonim B'Shem Rebbe. He just got through saying what, Adam? That chinuch is only on who? The father, no one else. Yes? What do you do with our Gemara? Maisa de Helene Amalka, Shiyashvi he, the Shiva Banana Basuka. What do you do with that? Kasha. What's the answer? Two answers, he says. Shema Havilem Av, Yechanchim Mekach. Maybe there was a father and he's died and he educated them already. She's not doing the education. Nafilo Hayalem Av, maybe they had no father. Haisim Mechanchim Lemitzvah of Alma. Mori Rabbi. That's Memresh. She was a Sadekis. She wasn't Mechuyev, but she was a Sadekis. So the two answers, Dovi, get it down to Taisha Shonim says, if I hold that a mother is not Mechuyev in Chinuch, what do I do with our Gemara? What I do with our Gemara is I say either the father did it, and he died, or there was no father, but she was a Sadekis. She went out of her way to do it. Now we mentioned a Machloikis in the Rishonim as to whether a mother is Mechuyev in Chinuch. Bottom line, I didn't give you the sheet in the postgame. I want you to get it down, Lamaisa. The Magen Avraham, Paskins, in Simon Shin Mem, Gimel, and Orachayim, Sifkot Na'alef, that a mother is not Mechuyev in Chinuch. But the Mishnah Brura, in Shin Mem, Gimel, Sifkot, and Beis, quotes Achronim, that a Chinuch is upon the mother as well. So it's a major Machlokas in the postgame. We pointed out yesterday it's a Machlokas in the Shonim, Jacob, but it's also a Machlokas in the postgame. Magen Avraham says she's Potter. And Mishnah Brura says our Shita that says he's Machmer. But we have now the answer of the Taisha Shonim. The answer of the Taisha Shonim is two answers. Either there was a father and he died, or there was no father, she was a Sadekis. Comes along Rebbe Kiveger in the Gilyon HaShas asked the following Kasha. Sham the Rabbanu du Mechayv Ayin Yuma Daf Pei Beizam and Alef Taisha Shonim Dibra Maska Ben Shmono Masha Kozum Sham Haisa Mechan Chan Munitzvah Baalma. You want to tell me she was a Sadekis a Koshali? What's Rabbi Kiveger's kasha? Rabbi Kiveger asks, I don't understand that Taisha Shonim in his second answer. Again, Rabbi and the Taisha Shonim are the same. Why? Because the Gemara says black on white, says the Pnei Yoshua as well, to be mazma the Gemara, that she would not pay attention to Dinim the Rabbanah because she's not Mechuyev in Chinuch. Therefore, she didn't make him a kasher sukkah. Gemara says, chas v'shalom. She did everything according to the Chachamim. Now, she did everything that the Chachamim commanded, meaning to say that since Beis Din was mitzuvah l'maisa, Beis Din has to make sure that this gets done, they should have protested. She should have made sure. What does it mean she did everything according to what the Chachamim commanded? What does that phrase mean? What does that phrase mean that she did everything according to what the Chacham commanded? That means she was mechuyev. Get it down. She did everything according to what the Chacham commanded. She didn't deviate. That means she was commanded to do it. So don't give me this business she was a tzedekah, she did it across, above the letter of the law. The Gemara is saying black and white. She did everything that the Chacham commanded her to do. And the Pnei Yeshua says the Chacham, the Beza would have made sure that she should do everything right. Which is a bit of a chiddush. Which we're going to get back to. Because the Aruch Lanier points out that in Sin Shimonem Gimel, we learned that Beis Din is not mitzvah to walk the streets and make sure a guy's doing a mitzvah. Are they? Please get that down. They're really not. But the Pnei Yeshua makes that assumption. That the Chachamim Lamaisa would have told her, you know what, you better what? We command you to do. Make sure they do the mitzvahs. The truth is, Beis Din doesn't have that job to do. It's very difficult. But that's what the Pnei Yeshua says, and the Rebbe Kivager assumed our Gemara is saying. How can you tell me that she did it as above the letter of the law? The Gemara is saying she listened to whatever the Chum commanded her to do. They commanded her to do it, Simi. If they commanded her to do it, that implies that it was a chiyuv. How can you tell me she did it above the letter of the law? Yehuda, you got the kasha? That's Rabbi Kivager's kasha. But I want you to note that the kasha is assuming like the Pnei Yeshua learned our Gemara, meaning to say that what? That the Beis Din would have instructed her to do it, and she listened and did it. I'm just pointing out, in the halacha, in Simon Shin Mem Gimel, we point out that Beis Din doesn't walk the streets instructing guys to do mitzvahs. They don't. They don't do that. Even if they see a little guy eating a quarter pounder, they don't stop him. So that's a little bit difficult. We do say shoftim, shoftim, titein lecha b'chol sharecha. There are shoftim. But the bottom line is, l'maisa, so maybe you have to distinguish l'maisa and say that maybe they don't tell Tanim to stop eating quarter pounders, but they certainly walk the streets and make guys do mitzvahs. They yell and make do mitzvahs. That's what I think that's the way we're going to phrase this kasha. That's the way we're going to frame it. Okay? They do walk the streets and say, you adults, do the mitzvah. You lady, you should make sure that your young children are what? Sitting in a proper sukkah. They commanded her and she listened. That means she's mechuyev. She didn't do it above the letter of the law. You got it, Toby? Let's get it down. That's the kasha of the Rebbe Kivager on the Tosha Shonim, who is Rebbe. You got the kasha? Quickly, Matthew, and then David. Go ahead.
I got it?
Yeah, David, go ahead.
Rabbi Kivager's kasha only on the second teretz?
Yes, it is only on the second teretz of Rebbe, of the Tosha Shana.
But if Rebbe's whole, if his sheet is that only the father's mechuyev, can't you say that it's a kasha on his whole sheet of that? Because here we say one's chayev.
It is a kasha on his whole sheet of that. He asked it on himself. He got through saying that, who's chayev and chinuch? What did the Rebbe say?
Only the father.
But what do you do with our Gemara and Sukkah? It says the mother. So he gave two terutzim. One is the father was alive and he died. He was mechanachim already. Second there, she did it on her own. She did it on her own and it was only above the letter of the law. The Gemara says black and white. It was mechuyev. She listened to the words of the Chachamim. They commanded her to do it. It's Mama Shapella. Yes, Matthew.
How could we say that Terutz within the Seer is why it's different, that the father doesn't have to
connect the daughter, because I guess seemingly it's not common for a girl to be a nazir. Yeah, but like I said, it's this responsibility, Lamaisa, we're not so interested that the woman has to be.
Why does the mitzvah of Chinuch apply to a father teaching his daughter about
tefillin? No, it's only mitzvah that she's going to be mechuyevin. He doesn't have to teach her about tefillin.
Oh, really?
Yeah, only thing she'll be mechuyevin. Correct. Nazir is interesting. Helen Amak, we said, was a nazir. She became a nazir. Yes, go ahead, Avram. Right. So what do you say?
Maybe the reason why the father teaches the son to do this without his daughter is because the son has to prove the Torah, so the father's going to teach the Torah with the daughter.
Could be, but it seems like the practical mitzvah of Naziris, Lamaisa. Could be. And since both can become Nazirim, what's the difference? So you have to say that it's like a situational type of thing, and that we're not so far hitched that a girl has to know it. Maybe she has more Kedusha than a boy. She doesn't need this to strengthen herself up to become a Nazir. Okay, but let's get back now. So we got the kasha, so I want to give the answer now. Get it down, guys. The Stipler Zatzal gives the following answer to Rabbi Akiva Eger's kasha. Let's get it. Says the Stipler the following. Please get it. The Stipler says the following teretz. He says like this in Siman Beis. He says, "I'll pee the tosses and brachas." We learned yesterday that who is the chiyuv of a chinuch an? Who gets the points in Shemayim when a katan does a mitzvah? The father. Rashi and the Ramban said the father. Tosis and Brachas said the katan. Tosis and Brachas says, and Memchesim Avner Masko Achiyoko, the katan is the one that has a chiyuv. He's the one who gets the points in Shemayim. Father's got to see to it that he does it, but the points in Shemayim go to the what? Go to the katan. This is against Rashi and the Ramban. So says the Stipler, if you assume like Tosfos, then you read the Gemara like this. Helene Amalka, Lamaisa, she was what? She has no independent chiyuv. She has the katan has his own chiyuv. So since she's not mechuyev, a mother's not mechuyev to mechanach the kids. It's not a mechuyev on the parents. So therefore, she doesn't have to do anything. So the Gemara says that there's a hava meaning that since she's not responsible, she didn't help out at all. The chitam, you want to tell me she wouldn't listen. You know why she wouldn't listen? Why would she not listen? Because who's that gets the points in Shemayim? The katan gets the points in Shemayim. So therefore, I would, exactly, that fits Tosfos and Brachos against Rashi and Ramban. So if you say like that, so then it could be the Hava means Chitem, and she doesn't listen to the words of Chum because she has nothing to do with it. It's not a responsibility. The points to go to the cotton. Tashma, no. She still made sure that what? Even though it was independent Chiv on the Ketanim, she still made sure she did everything up the Chachamim, and she would what? The Chum would teach her that she has to try the best she can to see to it that a cotton gets a job done. That's the Tashma. But it's all from the perspective of what? Tosfos and Brachos, but what else? That whatever she did was above the letter of the law. And the Hava Mina of the Gemara is what, Yehuda? That I would think she would not do above the letter of the law, because it wasn't her Chiyuv. Kamashman, she did above the letter of the law. That's how the Tosfos Shonim will read our Gemara. But it's assuming like what? It's assuming like what? Like Tosfos, that who's a Bar Chiyuva? The cotton is the Bar Chiyuva. A cotton could be Motzi Yagadol, like we wrote on the board yesterday.
How does that fit within the Gemara?
The Gemara says, what did I just say, Donnie? The Hava Mina was that it's not her Chiyuv, so she would discard the words of the Chachamim, because the Chiyuv is only on the cotton. He's the one who gets the point Shemayim. So why should she be interested? Kamash Malan, Adam, get it down. She was interested because the Chachamim said, even though it's not your Chiyuv, I want you to take an interest. And she listened to every recommendation that they did. But it's all from a perspective of going above the letter of the law. So the Havim was that she would not do the above the letter of the law because it wasn't her chiyuv. Kamash Malan, she would do above the letter of the law. And she listened to Chum, Lock, Stock, and Barrel. But it's all in the rubric of doing above the letter of the law. I mean, it's chasidus. Because it's a mitzvah ba'alma. Because her mother's not really mechuyiv in chinuch. Does everyone got that? Because she has no chiyuv. According to the Rebbe in the Tosfos Shonim, a mother is not chayiv in chinuch. The Gemara is not saying she's chayiv. The Gemara is saying she went above the letter of the law. That was the kasha. That was the kasha. The Torah says you don't interpret it that what? She's listening to the command of the Chachamim. She was listening to the recommendation of the Chachamim that she should care about someone else's chiyuv, namely the katan. Now I want you to get this next nakuda. Please get it. I want you to get this next nakuda. Even though the Rebbe said that the Shita of Chinuch is only on who? Is only on the father, no one else. That does not contradict, get this down, the notion of the points in Shemayim being gotten by who? The Katan. There are two different Nakudas. The question is, who is the one that has to implement teaching? So the Rebbe says the father, not the mother, not Beis Din. But when that implementation is done, who gets the points in Shemayim? The points in Shemayim are gotten by who? The Katan, according to this Mahalach. And she's really what? She's really divorced from that notion. Since she's divorced from that notion, I would have a Havamina. That maybe she doesn't have to do anything. Kamashman, she's recommended, and she listened. But Lock, Stock, and Barrel, from beginning till end, it's all above the letter of the law. It's a Midas Chasidus. That's the Chiddush that I'm bringing out. Does everyone hear what I'm saying? Again, Matthew, what did the Rebbe say? That the Chinuch is only on who? It's only on the father, not on the mother, not on Beis Din. That's a question of who implements it. So he said the father, not the mother, not based. Who implements it? Father, not the mother, not based. But when it's implemented, who gets the points at Shemayim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So the Tosos holds, it is the Katan. It's the Katan that gets the points. He's the Baruch Hu. He can be Motzi Gadol. You follow me? So therefore, since the Katan is the one that does that, therefore the woman is really divorced from that. Halacha L'maisa. Because not, she's not going to get points at Shemayim, so therefore why should she listen to Chaman? Kamashman, she's still listening to Chaman. The Havamina, but it's all from a perspective of going above the letter of the law. That's what I'm saying. You follow what I'm saying? But there are two different Nakudas about Adam. You follow me? Notice who implements it is one Nakuda. The other Nakuda is that when the mitzvah of Chinuch is performed and done, who gets the points at Shemayim? Is it the father or the kid? So we're assuming like Tysus that it's the kid. And it's not so bad, it's the Taish Yishonim. It might be one of the other Balei HaTaishes, but the bottom line is, that's how we're going to answer the Kasha of who? Of the stipler. Everyone got that? That's how we're answering this Kasha. Is that clear? Yes, Marty.
David mentioned to me in one of the verses that when Tzarafim Gadol, you have to think why they said Tzarafim Gadol. So could it be that the stipler answered the Kasha that the Rabbi Kiyahu couldn't answer?
Yeah, that's what we're saying. Rabbi Kivega didn't buy this. Why did he buy that answer? Because he interpreted the Gemara like we said in the Kasha. It means literally, she was commanded to do the words of the Chachamim. It's a command. It's not that she was recommended. You follow me? That's Rabbi Kivega didn't like this answer. Right? As he left it as a Kasha. But the Stipe wants to give this answer. It's an interesting way to read the Gemara. That we're saying that he's assuming that the whole Gemara is going according to who? Going according to the Pshat and Taisus. That Tosfos holds that the guy's a bar chiyuva, and she was divorced from that chiyuv. That's a chiddush l'maisa. That's a chiddush. Now I want you to know something. Did this? I don't know, David. This is what you're going to ask. Listen to this next nakuda. Did this fit with what we said yesterday? What did we say? Which approach in chinuch did we say the Rebbe held? Father, not basin. Which approach? Regilin. Look to the future, only the father. Right.
But near and God is bar chiyuva.
Nirin Ki'akum is what? Is Bar Chiyuva. And then we're saying Bar Chiyuva. Not that it doesn't work, but what are you going to have to say? Holds like what? Both what? Both approaches, like we said yesterday for the Rambam, and yesterday for that Tosfos where? In Shabbos, Daf Kuf Chaf Aleph and Aleph. Okay, I want you to get that Nakuda down. Did everyone hear what we just said? David, you follow me? What do we say from the Rebbe? What do we say from the Rebbe? What was the lumdus in the chinuch? That what? You look to the future. The father is looking to the future. Bezin can't. It's always regilin b'mitzvahs. That's what we said in Rebbe.
Why do we have to say that he agrees with the Akum? Why does he have to be a bar chiyuva?
Because we said yesterday, what did we say yesterday on the board, Avram? We said in order to be a bar chiyuva, the chachamim made the guy a bar chiyuva because we don't want to look him like a goy. Yeah. If it's a regilin b'mitzvahs, you're not going to make him a bar chiyuva. So I'm pointing out that it must be that he holds both approaches. To say this answer, what do you mean why? What we just said yesterday. We said that a bar chiyuv is based on which approach? Shalom nira ka'akum. Not regilin b'mitzvahs. Yes? So that's the pshat that we're trying to answer Rabbi Kivager's kasha. We're answering Rabbi Kivager's kasha. You follow me? So he's holding the approach nira ka'akum and also what? And also regilin b'mitzvahs. That's the schiluk in the father and based in. So you see that we've dug up another Rishon that's holding both approaches. Do you want me to say this Nakuda again, Adam? What was the distinction in a father as opposed to Beis Din and others? What's the distinction? A father has to worry about the future. Others don't have to. Beis Din and other people don't have to. So the lumdus is that he holds regilin b'mitzvahs the future. But we just gave an answer to Kivager's Kasha on him by saying what? By saying that he's holding that what? The chiyuv is on the what? Whenever we do the chinuch, it's on the who? It is on the katan. The katan is the one who gets the points of Shemayim. But that's only if you're a what? If you're a bar chiyuva. You're the bar chiyuva. You get the points of Shemayim. That's holding shalom nira kaku. So how can he hold both? No problem. He holds both approaches. That's what you got to say. Okay? Avram, you got it now?
Not exactly.
What's not clear with that? We wrote on the board yesterday, we repeated it many times, to be the stipler, to answer the kasha of the stipler, the Tosfos Yishonim holds both. Rebbe holds both. According to the stipler's answer, the whole answer is assuming that a katan is a bar chiyuva. And therefore what? It's divorced from her, so she's a half of me is I don't have to get involved with this.
Wait, why can we just say it was the father?
Because the answer to the stipers, you want to take it from the perspective that she's being a tzedekis. She's doing something over a, so the only way you can say that is that she doesn't get the points in Shemaim. If she doesn't get the points in Shemaim, then she's acting like a tzedekis. That's the stipers whole vor.
Why does the child
Because that's what it means. It can be motzi gadol. Who gets the point of Shemaim that it's a mitzvah? That's what we said yesterday. It can be motzi gadol. Can a cut be motzi gadol? The fact that it's the point of Shemaim go to a cut, it can be motzi gadol. So that's the answer. Does everyone chop this answer? It's a beautiful answer, but I'm saying he holds both approaches. The only way you can say the woman is being a tzedekis is if you divorce her from the point of Shemaim. That's the stipler's answer. So therefore, the Havamina, she could care less about it. His points in Shemaim. Kamashma, no, she, the Chum say you should care about it. And she would care about it, and she did care about it. That answers the Tosfos Shonim. Yes, Adam?
Is it not possible to say that a woman, granted she's not Chayav, but she can still be Chayav, and it's kind of like
Yeah, it's a similar thing because the whole concept of chinuch is the rabbana. So when he says mitzvah ba'am, I mean she's going above the letter of the law. But it's hard. We don't usually say mitzvah kiyumis by the rabbana. That's what I'm saying. I understand your comparison. We're saying basically the same thing. She went above the letter of the law. She wasn't mechuyuf.
But I want to say that the point in Shemaim still goes to the adult involved. Right? But once she involves herself, she has to do it like.
But the way it's presented, it's either or. They're mutually exclusive. Either it's on the cotton or it's either on the gadol.
Right, it's on the gadol.
No. We're saying that this answer is assuming it's on the cotton.
I want to answer differently.
Right, but I'm saying if it's on the gadol, Lamaisa, then the problem is that the Tosfos Yeshanim didn't say that. He said mitzvah ba'am means that it was over above the letter of the law. So he obviously is assuming not that way. It doesn't mean that. Mitzvah Bava means Midas Chasidus. That's what it means. It doesn't mean Mitzvah Kiyumis. I understand your suggestion, but the words mean Mitzvah Bava, she was just Tom doing a good deed. It's a Midas Chasidus. That's what Mitzvah Bava here means.
Mitzvah means you don't get any.
She'll get Schar of being a great person, but not doing fulfilling the Mitzvah Chinuch. Okay? That's what Mitzvah Bava means. It means Tovalov Bracha. She'll get a Bracha. Special Bracha. Okay? It's a good thought, but that's what that Teich means, the words. Okay? Yes, David.
So, when we say the words in the Gemara, midi rabbanan hu d'mechayev,
yes.
Are we saying that's referring to the katan, that he's the one that's chayev? Or we were saying that it's referring to her, but we don't mamish.
Again, the implementation has to be done by who? By the father, right? But the points in Shemayim is going to be what? Is the katan's going to get it. The cotton's got to do it. The question is who gets the points in Shemaim.
So, meaning the word of chayiv is referring to the cotton.
Yeah, that there's no doubt. The question is who gets the points in Shemaim. Nafkamina is who's motzi who? Are you a bar chayiv or not? Okay? All right, very good. Everyone, that's the answer we want to say from the stipler. Okay, you got that? Matthew Klor? Okay. Now, this takes us to the following. Okay? The Chidah, which I gave Nav Neshoam, get it down, the Brick of Yosef, has a general suffix. Very general suffix. I want you to get down. And I brought the Mishnah Berurah in to read it to you. Birkei Yosef's name is the Chidah, the great Chidah. He has a suffix in general, whether the mitzvah of Chinuch and mitzvah min derabbanan. Please get it down. He's not sure. I understand there's a mitzvah of Chinuch and mitzvah diraisa, but what about a mitzvah min derabbanan? He says he's not sure. Well, the Mishnah Berurah says, very clearly, that there's a mitzvah of chinuch on all the days of Sukkot, even though shaking the sukkah the rest of the days is only what? Is only midrabbanan. Okay? Please get that. Okay? Mr. Brewer says, Tuf Reish Nun Zion, Sifkot and Gimel. He says, Beferish, Aviv Chai V'chulim, mitzvah chinuch hu afil b'shar yomim shem midrabbanan. The Berkei Yosef is mistapek, and the Mr. Brewer writes black on white, it's midrabbanan. In fact, the Ber Halacha there, if you give him a lemon, you're not yotze. We said that yesterday. It's the Ber Halacha here, the beginning of Siman Tov Reish Nun Zayin Dirmaska Kedei L'Chanecho B'Mitzvos. B'Feirush. Okay? Now, what's the Sovik based on? Plug it in exactly like we said. Get it down. If the whole point of what? Of chinuch is regilim to mitzvahs, you have to do both mitzvahs d'oraisa and what? Mitzvahs d'rabbanan. Get it down. But if I hold the whole job of chinuch is just to make sure he doesn't look like who? Look like a goy, it might be enough just to mechanach him to do what? Mitzvahs d'oraisa. Who says I have to mechanach him to do mitzvahs d'rabbanan? Interesting. Okay? Mr. Bruce says you're chayev to mechanach your kids in Arba Minim all the days of Sukkos. So he's making a stand on this. That chinuch applies even to mitzvahs d'rabbanan. And it's not so poshut. It's not so poshut at all. The Prima Gadim, the Shari Tshuva, are mistopic. The Chidah is mistopic as well, whether that's true or not. Okay? Halacha l'maisa. Yeah, yes, Ariel.
You're just saying that
the Mishnah Berurah
holds that...
That there is a mitzvah of chinuch even on mitzvahs d'rabbanan. But I said that the Chidah, the Prima Gadim, and the Shari Tshuva are mistopic, whether that's true or not. And we're saying that the Suffolk would be, we're told of the Suffolk on the two approaches to what chinuch is. Okay? We're told of the two approaches to what chinuch really is all about. Al-Pi did. Okay? Now, I want to just get to, also just make this very quick, and then we got to get to the next. And that is that we didn't mention yesterday, why is there no chinuch for Avelis? Please get that. So I saw the general pshat that I like to say over, the Ramah and the Shach Paskin, there's no chinuch for Avelis. We tell the Kohen to go to school unless he insists on staying home for Shiva. Why is that? Because all Nehugi Avelis, sitting on the floor, all the Nehugim of Avelis are expressions of tshuva. Because the Gemara says in Psachim, Yishemes b'chabura, someone dies in a group, God forbid, Yidag kol chabura. All the chabura should introspect and do tshuva. So a katan we know is not responsible for his actions. He's not chayv and onshin. So why should he have to do Nehugi Avelis? That's why ain chinuch l'Avelis. That's why ain chinuch l'Avelis. A very, very beautiful, very powerful pshat. Okay? That's what the Beis Hillel writes in the Sadi Yordaya. Hilchos Avelis. There might be another svara, two other svaras I want to give you. We're never mechanach something a davar peronus. It's a simin ra. That's what the Chikrei Lev writes. And then there's one other pshat, which I want you to get, which is a chiddush as well, but maybe this will never happen. God willing, it should never happen, that a guy never has to be in mourning. The Ksav Sofer writes in Yordaya, Simen Kuf Ayin Beis, and the Chuvis Maritz Chayis Simen Nunches says, when we're not going to do a mitzvah chinuch on something that might not happen. Maybe he'll never have to sit shiva when he gets older. Hopefully. Shiach should come. What'd you say? Excellent, David. I'm proud of you. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Reis Samach Dad Ostes says he's wrong. We find Chinuch Baz Naziris and it might not happen. He says exactly what you said. You're Mechavin the Minchas Chinuch. Excellent. Again, get it down. Reis Samach Dad Mitzvah Reis Samach Dad Ostes. He doesn't like that svar. So we said three svars in general. Why ain't Chinuch Avelis? We reject the third one. Okay? Second was the Chikrei Lev.
And that was because of
Peronis? Peronis and Simen Ra, we don't mechanic on things like that. What'd you say?
The last one
that was rejected? No, the last one we said was the Ksav Sofer and the Maritz Chayis. Okay? What'd you say?
Rejected.
Which we rejected, the Minchas Chinuch. Rejected it. Dave was Mechavid the Minchas Chinuch. Excellent. Very, very good. Everyone's on the ball. Okay, we got this, Chlor? Yes, Ariel.
It may not come up. It's a Siman Ra. What's the other one?
That the first one was that Nehugi Avelis are expressions of tshuva. And a cut never has to do tshuva. Because he's not chayv as Averis. Even though I want you to get this down, the Ramah writes that when you become bar mitzvah, tov lasos tshuva for the Averis you did when you were a cotton. The Ramah writes this in Shin Mem Gimel, in Hilchos Shabbos. Please get it. Okay? Shin Mem Gimel in Hilchos Shabbos, he writes this din. That it's tov lasos tshuva when you become a gadol. Now don't ask me about Yom Kippur. So why does a cotton clap al chet? That's part of the davening. You could say, well, why does a cotton? You just skip al chet and hashamdim. That's part of the davening, so a cotton's got to do that. Yes, Donnie, go ahead.
I don't get why does the Birkinu says it's a suffix, right?
Whether there's a mitzvah chinuch and mitzvah smid rabbanan.
So why do you say that it's so good? If it's not good to go ahead, you should also be
I understand, but it's enough to say that I'm making him not look like a goy, he's a Jew, with just doing mitzvah d'oraisa. That's the svar.
It could be like more sign if, like, let's say I'm
Okay, but I'm saying if the whole mandate is to make the guy look Jewish, it's enough that he's doing it steroids. Okay? It's a good kasha, but that's what we're suggesting. Okay. Now, this leads us to the following. Okay? Let's look in the packet. Okay? There is a klal. Let's look at the packet, Lamaisa, in the second page. Okay? Look at the second page in the packet. The Mishabura is commenting on the din in the Shulchan Aruch and Sivvav, where it says that what? What does it say? You shouldn't give on the first day Arba Minim to who? To a cotton. Because a cotton can acquire, but he can't give back Minatorah. And he gives it back to your stock. So you have to shake the lulav and esrog first before he shakes it on the first day. Otherwise, you're stuck. You're stuck. Some say, though, if he's an older cotton, it's good. That the cotton is allowed to what? Mak the back. Pu'utos means of the older age. Let's say 6 or 7. It's not like a 3-year-old. But then the Mechaber points out that if you hold on to it with the baby, you're fine. If you hold on to it with the baby, you're fine. What do you mean you're fine? What does it mean you're fine? At the end of the Mechaber in Sifav, it says, Im tovis, im atino, kevich, liyotzman, a shaper dummy. Why are you fine? Well, what are you fine in? Get it down. You're fine by fulfilling your mitzvah of shaking your arba minim, and you're also fine by fulfilling the mitzvah of what? Chinuch. So the Mishnah Brura in the Shar Tzion points out here that this is a machlokas we learned yesterday. What was the machlokas we learned yesterday? When you do chinuch, do you need all the details, like the Ritva, or like the Ravan? So the Mishnah Brura points out that's a machlokas, and in the Shar Tzion he says it's mashma from the Shulchan Aruch that we hold like the Ravan. Because the Mechaber says, if you hold on to it with the baby boy, you're yotze. Yotze, your mitzvah, yotze chinuch. But it was borrowed, Lamais. Isn't it borrowed for him? I don't care. When it comes to chinuch, I don't have to get all the details in. It's a general mandate to mechanech the kid. So he points out, that's the lashon of what? Of the Shulchan Aruch as well. He says, the Shulchan Aruch is mashma that as well. That a father can do this and it's fine. Shaper dummy. So the Shar Tzion and Os Lamed Vav, I gave you Lamed, it was Os Lamed Vav. The Pashas Loshon Aruch is that he seems to be holding like who? Like the Ravan L'Chachilu. Okay? He points out in the Mishnah Berurah, Chof Ketz HaMachloikis, between the Ritva and the Ravan. Okay? That's a very interesting shita. Based on this, please get this down. One sec, Matthew. Please get this down. It's possible to suggest the following. Okay? It's possible to suggest the following Chiddush. And that is the following. Okay? Many Gedolei Achronim ask. Many Gedolei Achronim ask, how is it possible that Rabbi Yehuda can prove from our Gemara that a sukkah higher than 20 amas is kshera, right? What's the din? What's the din? Over 20 might be possible, but maybe the mitzvah of chinuch is only get the what? Get the generalities, no? How could he prove this? How do you prove from here that Rabbi Yehuda higher than 50 is kosher? Maybe he could say, oh, for the kids, general chinuch is enough. Do you hear that, Kasha?
That's a bomb, Kasha.
Do you hear that, Kasha? It's a very interesting Kasha. Many Gedolei Achronim ask this Kasha. Gedolei Achronim, many, ask this Kasha. Why is it good? How is this a proof that you prove that a sukkah higher than 50 am is good? Maybe I just fulfill chinuch in a general vein. It's a great kasha.
Depends on how you hold versus your ka'akum or the mitzvahs.
So I would say like this. I would say like this, Matthew. This is what I want to suggest. It's like the bir halach I mentioned earlier in shir, that if you give the guy a lemon, are you yotze chinuch? According to both shittas. Because granted, a borrowed one is an external din. That the Ravan says is fine. But if you're talking about a lemon, it's not arba minim. So that's a zero. So I want to say a sukkah that would be what? Higher than 20 amas? It's like a lemon, correct. It's like a lemon. So therefore, don't tell me at all, Lamaisa, that I can fulfill the mitzvah chinuch and generalities in this way. Forget about that. Borrowed is fine. Borrowed is fine, but this is mamash adin in what? This is mamash adin in the chefsa. What'd you say? Yeah. If you hold like the chachamim, you see this, that's one way of saying it. That's one way of saying it, halacha l'maisa. I'm not, I'm saying that on my own. But I'm just wondering if that. But listen to what the Ritva do, guys. I want you to get this. What did the Ritva say? What did the Ritva say? He said mikan what? No, he said mikan medaktek that when you do chinuch, you must what? You must do it right. Correct. So you see, he was comparing. He's comparing what borrowing, it seems, to what? You know what I'm saying? I mean, he seems to be comparing borrowing with the sukkah that's higher. He doesn't seem to make a distinction at all. I'm making the distinction and saying that what? That a sukkah that's too high is like a lemon. So everyone's going to say that what? That this is bad. Halacha l'maaseh. That's what I'm saying. Okay? It's a big stretch that the Ritva compares borrowing to this case of a higher than... Did you get that down, Yehuda? It's a big stretch to compare a borrowing to what? A sukkah that's too high. That's the Ritva's extension. I would b'chalik and say no. This is like a lemon. Even like the Ravan, who says that you can yotze chinuch in generalities by giving a bar one, will agree that this is like giving a lemon. So you would not be yotze unless what it's good. Halacha l'maaseh. That's what I'm suggesting. Okay? Yes, Dovi. The Ritva Svara is that when it comes to chinuch, you have to make sure you get every detail because that's regilim b'mitzvahs. I want to make sure that he gets everything regilim b'mitzvahs. Okay? I want to make sure he gets everything, every nakuda. So that means that includes borrowing, includes the chefs itself. Okay? I want to make sure in the future he gets all the dinim. So you got to get everything, alf to tof, all the details. That's the Svara of the Ritva.
So he's saying that above 20 is a sukkah.
It's all the details. You got to make sure it's good. No, it's bad. But he's equating that to what? Also borrowing. He does not machalak to any halacha. When you teach your kid, you got to teach him every type of halacha. Everything perfect. Okay? That's why he's not machalak. Okay. I want to get to the following now. Okay? I want to get to the following. Okay? Because then we got to get to the parsha. Let's go to the next page here. Okay? Where the Gemara brings up this klal of Mutiv Shishogig in Value Mizidim. Where does this come up? So I saw in the Pnei Yoshua. When the Gemara says, please get this. Eat the chi tema cotton shein sarach limo mid rabbanu mechayiv. Be'i mid rabbanu l'mashkacha. What does e mid rabbanu l'mashkacha mean? You tell me. What does e mid rabbanu l'mashkacha mean? She doesn't care about dinim the rabbanu. You know what the Pnei Yoshua writes? Get it down. He says, why won't the Chum tell her to do it? So he writes down the following klal. Mutuf shishogigin, va'al yiyu mezidim. They were afraid she wouldn't listen. So don't tell her about the halacha. It's better she'll be shogig and not what? And not mezid. Where is the marker of that klal in Shas? Look in the packet. Be'a daf lamed. The Pnei Yoshua writes beferish. Again, the Pnei Yoshua says, at that line of the Gemara, she won't pay attention to the Rabbanans. Why not? Chumim should tell her. No, they're not going to tell her. Chumim knows she's not makbid. They're not going to tell her anything. They'd rather be b'shogi than b'mezid. That's what the Pnei Yoshua speaks out. Dibra maska v'chi. Please get it. That's what the Pnei Yoshua speaks out. Now where is this cloud? Look in Be'ah Daf Lamed. Everyone got that in your packet? Let's turn to it in your packets. Let's go. Be'ah Daf Lamed. Everyone got it? What page is it? It's the what? The third page in the packet. Take a look. I want you to get this. It's in Yoni Dioma. Erev Yom Kippur, there's a mitzvah to usher in Yom Kippur early and end it late. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa called Tosefes Yom Kippur. You should start the fast a little early. You go to shul like a mensch. You say Tefillah Zakah. You're supposed to finish before Shkia. Kol Nidre, you're supposed to finish before Shkia. So you got to get to shul real early. Say Tefillah Zakah written by the Chayadim. We ask Hashem for Mechilia, forgive everyone that hurts you. Tefillah Zakah, everyone knows what Tefillah Zakah is. You have to say it. And you have to end eating much early before Shkia. That's called Tosefes Yom Kippurim. You got to end it late too. It's a mitzvah of D'oraisa. Tosefes Shabbos is questionable whether it's D'oraisa D'Rabbanan, or maybe it doesn't even exist. So Machloik is an Achronim, what the Ram Sheet is. But Tosefes Yom Kippur is D'oraisa. In fact, on that mitzvah D'oraisa, the Magen Mishnah said it only meant the Inuyim. What are the Inuyim? You can't eat and drink. But the Isser Malacha, there is no din of Tosefes. The Rav said that's wrong. The Rav said it's a package deal. You have to usher in Yom Kippur early regarding the Inuyim and also regarding the Isser Malacha. In fact, what does the Rambam call it? Shvisis Asur. Hilchos Shvis Asor. There's cessations on Yom Kippur. From the Inuyim and also from eating. From working as well. Okay? So we got this concept, Mitzvah D'Oraisa of Tosefis. So let's say a guy eats and drinks and eats and drinks till the very end. And you know he won't listen. What's the din? Don't tell him. Look at the Gemara here in Be'a Daf Lamed. Look inside. Elahanach Lem Yisrael. Mutav Shishogigin Vayum Ezidim. Hachanami Lem Yisrael. Mutav Shishogigin Vayum Ezidim. Vahani Mili B'drabonon Aval B'diraisa Lo. D'iraisa, you got to tell him. No, V'lohi. Lo Shnam D'iraisa Lo Shnam B'drabonon. Lo Amrin Elu V'lo Mi. Don't say a word to them. Dotosefes Yom Kibrim D'iraisa Hu. They eat and drink until when? They eat and drink until Shkiyav Lo, Arminu Lo Midu. Don't tell them, don't say a word to them. Don't say a word to them. Because they're going to eat and drink and eat and drink till the end. Mutiv Shishogin Vayim Izinim. How does it relate to our Gemara? The Pnei Yoshua says the Chum wouldn't tell her because they didn't think she would listen. And he invokes this phrase. Mutiv Shishogin Vayim Izinim. The mockers in Be'ah Daf Lamed. The problem is, look at the next page. What do you do with what? What do you do with the pasuk in the Torah? Write it down. Let's get it down. What does it say? Ocheach, tochiach? Sami sechem. It's a mitzvah to rebuke your friend. On the other hand, this class says, let it go. What do you do? Says the Rosh, the Rosh, b'shem the Baal Yitr, kosova Baal Yitr, davke b'midi dis b'drosha, kegon tosefes inu yom kippurim, avam g'midi d'ksiva b'yiraisa b'hedja, Machinalibu Anchinalu at the parshe. You hit him, you punish him until he separates. So get it down. The Rosh quotes the Baal Itter, if it is Mefurish Bekra, you gotta tell him at least once. Tosefes Yom Kippurim is not Mefurish Bekra, it's a drasha. In fact, the Gemara says in the Sukkah Chav Chesem and Beis, it's a drasha, it's not Mefurish Bekra. So anything that's the Rabbanan or the Yeraisa, but it's not explicit in the Torah. If he's not going to do it, Mutu Shishogin Vayum Ezidim. Right. Anything that's the Rabbanan or even the Raisa, but it's not Mefurish. That's the way the Kesef Mishnah explained Kesef, right? Kesef Kedusha is the Rabbanan. Some say the Raisa means the Rabbanan, some say it's the Raisa, not Mefurish Bekra. But if it's explicit in the Chumash, you got to tell the guy. What's the Svara for this? Please get it down. There are two reasons why we give Hochacha. What are the two reasons? One is to stop a guy from sinning. Number one, Meniyah Sachet. Meniyah means preventing. What's number two? We're Mochel Kvot Shamayim. It is not proper when a guy's sinning, we watch it happening. We need to protest Kvot Hashem whether the guy's going to listen or not. Because there's a terrible degree of merit of chutzpah. So it comes out like this. Please get this down, Donnie. Something that is Mefurish Bekra, what's the din? We can assume he knows it. That's what the Rashba writes. Now that's not true nowadays. Many Jews don't know what Shatness is, and it's explicit in the Chumash. But one Svar is if it's Mefurish in the Pasuk, you can assume he's amazing. That's one Svar. What's number two, the Rav said? That if it's Mefurish Bekra, the chutzpah is so high in the Richter scale, the level of chumrah of chutzpah is so high, you have to get up and protest for L'Shem Hashem, whether he's going to listen to you or not. There's a certain level of chutzpah on the Richter scale when you do an Aveira. If a guy does something that's Mefurish in the Pasuk, that's a chutzpah to Hashem. I have to stand up and protest whether he listens to me or not. There are two svaras why we're saying Mefurish Bekra is an exception. But it depends upon why we have to mochiach a friend. And the Chachamim thought if they would tell her, she would not listen because, so it's better. That was the Rabbanan. It's Chinuch. Tashma, Kamashma, no, she listened to everything. Now look at the next page in the Shulchan Aruch. We paskin like this. Let's get it. Sif Beis. You got it there? Tuf Reish Ches. The next page is the last page. Is it the last page in the packet? Yeah, last two pages. Take a look inside. Sif Beis. Noshim. Doesn't have to be women, could be men too. But nashim she'ochlos v'sholtos at shechashech, they eat and drink till the very end, on Erev Yom Kippur, they ain't yodin she'mitzah lohosim michol ha'kodesh. They don't know there's a mitzah tosefes. Ain't memachim b'yoda. Don't protest. K'nei sh'lo yovo lozos b'zodom. I don't want them to become amazing. Hagah. Who did b'chol dvar iser. Amrina mutu shishogin lo yu mezidim. V'dav k'sheinim afurish b'toira. There it is. Afal pishu di'araisa. Va'imu mefurish b'tor mochin b'yadam. V'im yodeya she'ein dvarav nishmoyin lo yomer barabin lo chichen rak pamachas. You only say it in public once. Aval lo yarbe b'tochachos. Don't keep, you know, yelling at him. Me'achar she'yodeya she'lo yishmu elav. You know he's not going to listen. Aval b'yachid chayv lo chicho. If you're in private, you're chayv to rebuke him at she'akenu until he's going to hit you. O'ai kaleno until he's going to curse you. So there's a tremendous chiddush, and in the Bir Halacha points out from the Sefer Chassidim, that's dafka, a person that you know. But if it's a person you don't know and he's going to hate you, then you shouldn't even do it one time. He's literally going to hate you, you shouldn't even do it one time. But Lamaisa, I mean, this is a whole separate topic, but I wanted you to get this, because it's connected with our Gemara, with the Pnei Yoshua, and it's very much in Yonad Yom. Okay? Of Mutu Shishogin Vayu Mezidim. We got this chiddush? Okay. We got a klor? Alright, let's go to the Parsha now. On Sunday, we got to do that tosis, guys. On the dafter, okay? So we work. There's a few more things we'll have to do a little bit on chinuch too. A few more things that we didn't get a chance to do. We'll finish up on Sunday with that tosis blinetta, okay? All right. We have in the parsha a double parsha, if I'm not mistaken, no?
Yeah.
It's Sovin Vayelech. Okay, let's start. There's a big problem here. What's the big problem? In its oven. It says there's a certain mitzvah in the Torah is lo b'shamayim hi. Lo mevel layam. It's beficha bilvavcha lasos. The Torah does not identify what mitzvah we're talking about. So the Gemara in Erevin says that it's referring to Talmud Torah. Rebbe, it's too hard, it's too difficult. You know what the Torah Hashem says of that? That's baloney. It's in your heart and in your mouth to do it. You need to work at it. You need to appreciate what the Talmud Torah is. The Ramban in this week's Parsha, on that mitzvah zos, writes, no, it's referring to tshuva. Rebbe, I'm too far gone. I have to do money of Averis. I can't do tshuva. It's impossible. Lo b'shamayim, lo mevel liyam. Let's get this, Aryo. It's in your heart and your mouth to do. Says the Torah, you can always do tshuva. You could do tshuva in an instance. We learned it last year. A guy's Mekadosh, a woman. He's a Rosh, a Menashe Yitzadik. You have to be Chosh for Kedushin. In a minute, you can do tshuva. Rabbi Lozer Badadoy was Kono Lomo B'Sha'achas, the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Ches. If you're sincere and meaningful, you could turn it around. But we know, and I mentioned it already in Shir, no one can be Cholik on the Gemara. If the Gemara identified the Smiths as Talmud Torah, how can the Ramban say tshuva? That's the kasha. So, we know that the phrase in the Chumash, in our parshas, is a b'charta b'chaim. You should choose life. So that your Zera should live too. So, Rav Moshe writes in the Drash Moshe, so many Yidim always said, it's shvir tzayin to be a Yid. Many people used to complain so hard to be a Yid, they'd have to be fired from the jobs because they wouldn't work on Shabbos. Shvir tzayin to be a Yid. Shvir tzayin to be a Yid. He said, that's awful to say. That translated down to the kids and they went off the derech. They intermarried because they always heard the parents saying, oh, hard it is to be a Yid. He would say in Yiddish, however you say it in Yiddish, you should always say it's good to be a Yid. And that's what it means, b'charta b'chaim, choose life, because your children will also live the life. If you look at doing Yadus, let's get this, guys. If you look at Yadus in a way that it's positive, that you want it, then it'll translate down to your kids and you'll give them life as well. The Sefer Charedim says this is the marker of Safik D'Raisa L'Chumra. If a person has a medical issue, people are very stringent about that. They go to the best doctor. If you have a spiritual issue, if you're not sure whether this is right or wrong, Safik D'Raisa L'Chumra. What's the makor? Ubacharta b'chaim, writes the Sefer Charedim in this week's Parsha. Sefer Charedim wrote his own Sefer HaMitzvahs. So, what we have to realize is that we can engage in tshuva. But I want to answer this kasha that we asked. How can the Ramban be cholik on the Gemara? And I want to suggest the following. And this is critical, guys, to these Lel Slicha Saturday night. 4 days before Yom HaDin, we need to examine ourselves. Just like a Korban. Just like Talmud Torah requires a melis, working hard, toiling, being there at 9 on time, working really hard, trying to get every word, every svara, tshuva requires a melus as well. And tshuva requires taking out, maybe if you need a piece of paper, what have I done wrong? Realize what you've sinned. Feel guilty about it. Take upon that you're not going to do it again, like the Rambam says. And if you hurt a friend, you ask, you apologize, you ask for mechila. But it's not done in a haphazard way. You have slichas that begin, and I want to invite everyone, if you want to come to shul, we have an 11:30 to 12, we have a shir, and then we have a kumsitz from 12 to 12:55. 580 Broadway, I'm saying, everyone's welcome if you want to come. But you shouldn't take out that piece of paper at 11:15. Start thinking about it now. How you can make yourself better. That requires, if Torah requires a melus, tshuva requires it as well. Rav Shechter Shlita once pointed out to us, we're going to dive in mincha really soon. What do we say in the bracha of tshuva? Hashivenu avinu l'sorasecha. What's Torah doing in the bracha of tshuva? Evidently, the only pathway to real tshuva is through Talmud Torah. Is taking what Hashem gave us and engaging it. Hashem and the Torah are one. When you do lamdas, it's like you're feeling HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how you relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. You daven and you learn. And it's Hashivenu Avinu L'Sorasecha. That's the only way to get to tshuva. So when the Gemara says, Ariel, that it's referring to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, that's Lo B'Shamayim Hi, which means we have to paskin. We don't paskin based on a baskol or a navi. We have to figure it out on our own. It also means that tshuva is that same element. Has to come from the person. And Talmud Torah requires a melus. Tshuva requires a melus as well, guys. You have to think about it. You have to work hard. And that's why we say, Kisvu lechem es hashir azos. The Torah is like a song. It's besimcha. It's tachas yishlo avata, besimcha betu leivav. Last week's parsha. You have to be a begetter simcha. We want to be close to the Shekhinah. What does the Gemara say in Shabbos on Daf Lamed Beis? That the Shekhinah only dwells on someone mitoch simcha. Not mitoch atzvus. When you're sad, you have to be try to be in that state of simcha, and usually songs are that state of simcha. That's why the Torah describes the midst of writing a Sefer Torah as a shira. The simcha and the Talmud Torah are inextricably linked, and that's why during the Aser Simei Tshuva, I want you to think about this. Every day of the Aser Simei Tshuva, Mr. Bruce says you should think about. If it's Shabbos of Aser Simei Tshuva, what particular avers I do on Shabbos? What particular avers do I do on Monday? The Monday of Aser Simei Tshuva, you think about all the avers you did on Monday throughout the year, whatever they might be. I mean, you eat with certain guys lunch on Monday, maybe you spoke Lashon Hara. Or you drive somewhere and you looked at something that wasn't proper. Every day, the Tuesday of Aser Simei Tshuva, all the avers you did on Tuesday of throughout that year. And that's really what it means. That's why Avraham Avinu says Hineni. Three times. He realized he was a yachid. That's why we don't eat paspalter during Aser Simei Tshuva. You know, not a lot of entiments during Aser Simei Tshuva. Because we're judges yachidim. As a tzibur throughout the year, no. Paspalter is too difficult. But as a yachid, we took it upon ourselves. Shulchan Aruch says, Aser Simei Tshuva. Can't have entiments. Can't have bread that's kosher, that's from a non-Jewish baker, even though it's kosher. Because we highlight the notion that we're yechidim. So this is a very serious time in the sense that we have to realize that tshuva and Talmud Torah are connected together. That's why it's a great thing we start the year like this. We have to engross ourselves in the learning to the best of our ability. And just like we work hard in the learning, you have to work hard in tshuva. Hashivenu avinu l'sorasam. You cannot have tshuva shlema till you what? Till you engage Dani in the Talmud Torah mamish. Now when you do tshuva, you could do tshuva out of fear of Hashem, which can take an aver of amazing and make it into a shogeg. But you can also do tshuva out of ava. What does ava mean? Out of love for Hashem. You know what that does? That can take an aver you did amazing and make it into a mitzvah. That's crazy. How can you take an aver and make it into a mitzvah? You know what the answer is? Avraham Avinu could not have changed the world to believe in monotheism unless people related to him. He could relate to people, he could talk to people, he was a communicator. So even though he had done that in a bad way in his life, he used that same way, in a sense, he was makadosh the averus that he did. And those averus turned into mitzvahs. That's many chassidish shesharim, his masber, why tshuva me'avik, take an aver and make it into a mitzvah. Because he knew them. He wasn't a freak to them. He was their friend. But now he changed the world. So if you do tshuva from the sincerest part of your heart, which means I'm nameless, you think about it. How can I get better? Think about the averus I've done. Hakaras achet. Be guilty about the chet. And accept upon yourselves in the future a strategy that I'm not going to do it. So the Ramban, based on what we're saying, is not against the Gemara. The Gemara said it was Talmud Torah. The Ramban said it's tshuva. They're inextricably linked. Talmud Torah and tshuva are like two sides of the same coin. And in the same vein we engage in the Talmud Torah, we engage in tshuva, and therefore the Ramban is not against the Gemara at all. Okay, so everyone have a wonderful Shabbos. Sunday morning we have regular schedule, and if you want to come for the shlichas, it'd be great. Okay, but let's stop Mincha now. Thank you, Yoish. Who wants it down for the omen? Okay, went home. Okay, now guys.